بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, from the commencement of i'tikaf we have been discussing the noble characteristics and qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which form the basis of good akhlaq, good character. And yesterday we had discussed the characteristic, the attribute of sabr, of patience during adversity, steadfastness for a person to restrain himself when it comes to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to sabr, then ulama explained this is one wing of the mu'min, of the believer. And the second wing that the believer requires for the plane of iman to continue flying, to continue moving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second wing is that of shukr, of gratitude, to show appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mats, for his favors, for his bounties upon a person. With regard to these two attributes, sabr and shukr, the two wings of a mu'min, of a believer, Imam Auza'i rahimahullah has mentioned a very beautiful incident narrated by Abdullah bin Muhammad rahimahullah. He says that on one occasion he was doing patrol. He was in Ribat, he was patrolling the borders of the Islamic State in Arishu, Misr. And as he was patrolling on the seashore, he came across a tent. There was no other people in sight, and just this one single tent that was there. So he went closer to it, and from within the tent he could hear a voice calling out and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went closer, and he then heard the words that were being said. And he can hear this person saying, Allahumma awzi'ni an ahmadaka hamdan ukafi'u bihi shukra ni'matik. That, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq, give me the ability to praise you in such a manner that I fulfill the due right of your gratitude, that I make enough shukr, I show appreciation to you for your bounties and favors. Allati an'amta alayya wa qad faddaltani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. And then, oh Allah, you have favored me with such bounties and blessings that you have not favored anybody else from your creation. So he hears these words being said. And then he goes closer and he sees that there's an elderly person within this tent who does not have any hands, any feet. He is blind, he has lost his eyesight. And he is repeating this dua, this supplication over and over again. So Abdullah bin Muhammad rahimahullah then goes closer. He calls out to him that, O slave of Allah, what bounty of Allah are you speaking about? That Allah has favored you with, that he has not favored upon anybody else. And you are repeating this dua and you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this extent. So he then explains to him, he says, has Allah not given me my hearing? Has Allah not given me my tongue by which I can speak to you? And then he says also that all praise is due to Allah, who did not send a fire or flame from the sky and burn me. He did not send the mountains upon me and crush me to death. He did not send the water upon me and drown me. He did not cause the earth to swallow me alive. And like this, he continues to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abdullah bin Muhammad rahimahullah says to him, that is there any assistance I can be of to you, anything I can do for you? So he says, Allah has taken care of me, but there is one favor that I want to ask from you, is that you can see my condition, and I am reliant on somebody for my assistance, for my help, to help me. I have one son who generally makes arrangements for my food, for my drink, and he assists me to perform my wudu. When it's time for salah, he helps me to read my salah. And for the past 3 days, he has not come. So can you please go out and search for him, look for him? So Abdullah bin Muhammad says, by all means. He leaves the old man and he begins to look for his son. And he says, as he comes over a dune or a hilltop, he sees the body of the son of this old man. And already it seems as though he has passed away some time ago, and the wild beasts and the animals have already started to eat from his body. So when he sees this, he is overcome with emotion, and he says that, I think to myself that I don't have the heart to go back and inform the old man of what has happened. But nevertheless, he says, I can't leave him in that condition. So finally he plucks up the courage, he comes back to the tent, and he then addresses the old man. He says that, O slave of Allah, are you more beloved to Allah, or was Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam more beloved to Allah? So he says, definitely Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a Nabi of Allah. So he says, did Allah not test Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam? He says, definitely Allah tested him. How did Allah find him to be? It says Allah found him to be sabiran, shakiran. That he made sabr, he made shukr. He thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't complain. Then he says to him, that O slave of Allah, your son has already passed away. And his body has already been consumed by the wild beasts that are around here. Saying this, or when this person hears this, he then recites, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And immediately he says, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, who did not create in my progeny those who will disobey Allah. He took my son away with iman. He did not give me a disobedient son. And saying this, he then also takes his last breath and he passes away. Abdullah bin Muhammad rahimahullah says that I am now sitting with the body of this person, the janazah is there, and wondering what do I do. When all of a sudden, four horsemen came. They appear and they see the two of us, or they see me sitting there with the janazah of this person. And they then asked what had transpired. So I related the entire incident to them, that I came across this old man in this tent. He was praising Allah. So they say that open his face, perhaps we may recognize him. When he removes the veil or the shroud from the face of this old person, these four men then say, this is Abu Qilaba al-Jurmi, rahimahullah, who was the student of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And they say what an excellent person he was, that his nights were spent in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his days were spent in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they then make arrangements for his burial. He is buried. Abdullah bin Muhammad continues along his way. That night when he falls asleep, he sees this old man, Abu Qilaba al-Jurmi, rahimahullah, in his dream. And he says, in a beautiful condition, wearing two garments of Jannah and walking in the gardens of Jannah. So he addresses him. He says, Oh Abu Qilaba, what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given you? Or how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with you? He says, Oh Abdullah, understand that Allah has kept such a rank for those people who exercise sabr in adversity and shukr during prosperity. Such a rank, such a position, such a level in Jannah Allah has kept for those who have these two attributes. Sabr during difficulty and shukr during prosperity. So this is, as we mentioned, these are the two wings of a mu'min. A person needs sabr, a person needs shukr in his life as well. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about shukr. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that O family of Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, physically express your shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally when we speak about shukr, then we normally speak about the verbal expression of shukr. That a person thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally for his bounties, for his favors upon a person. And this also comes in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the narration that is mentioned here from Jabir radiallahu anhu, that never does a person say Alhamdulillah upon receiving any bounty, any ni'mat, except that he has expressed gratitude for it. If he says Alhamdulillah a second time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the same reward once again. And if he says it a third time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins. So one is the verbal expression, to say Alhamdulillah, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mas and bounties. And this again we learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is, for myself, to say Alhamdulillah after the meal. That also perhaps once a day, once every 2 days, then we forget to do it. But we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every morsel that they take, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Oh Allah, all praise belongs to you. Shukr is to you, gratitude is to you. For every morsel of food that they eat, they're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is to verbally express shukr. But more than that, here the Musannif rahimahullah mentions, and he quotes from Tafsir Qurtubi, that gratitude, which in Arabic is termed as shukr, means that a person should acknowledge the one who has bestowed the favor upon him. The first step of shukr is to acknowledge who has given me this bounty, who has given me this favor. It has come only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second step, that a person now utilizes this bounty in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. That now physically show your shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? By using this ni'mat and bounty in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he goes on to mention that a person will not be counted as a shakir, as one who expressed shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he verbally thanks Allah, but he uses that ni'mat and bounty in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to be counted as a true shakir, as one who really has expressed shukriya to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person is required to, together with verbally thanking Allah, but now he takes that bounty, the ni'mat, and he uses it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how the example is given of a person who gifts you with a very expensive piece of material, fabric, a silken piece of fabric, or very expensive type of fabric, and his intention is perhaps you will sew this into some kurta and you will use it in this manner. And then he comes to your house and he sees you have taken this hadiah, this gift of his, and you're using it now to wipe the counters or using it to wipe the floor. Expensive piece of cloth or material. And you tell him, Jazakallahu khayran, what a beautiful piece of fabric you gave to me. Even though verbally you're expressing shukr to him, but this person will say you are ungrateful for the bounty or for the hadiah that I sent to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us countless bounties, countless favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are enjoying. One is to verbally thank Allah, but then to see that these bounties, these favors, am I using them in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When it comes to our health, our wealth, our properties, our cars, our businesses, all of these things Allah has given to us, am I using it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has given me the car, am I using it to take me to the masjid? Allah has given me my wealth, am I using it, spending it in the avenues of khair, of goodness, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm spending it for the upliftment of deen. Then this is gratitude, this is shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is with regard to thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us also that to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to also thank those who favor us in this dunya also. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if we have not learned to thank people who are the outward means of these bounties and blessings coming to us, then in reality we won't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times we are enjoying some bounty, some blessing, a person has been kind to us, or he has sent some hadiah, or he has taken care of something for us, and we fail to thank the person adequately. We fail to show him our appreciation, our shukriya. If a person does not thank others for their favors, their kindness, their ihsan, their assistance to a person, then in reality he won't be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the characteristic, the attribute of shukr, of gratitude, together with sabr, with patience, with steadfastness during difficulty, during adversity, that when we enjoy prosperity, some good food, good health, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we use those bounties, those ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned in the beginning, my dear brothers, these are just a few characteristics or just a small glimpse into these noble qualities, characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which all form the basis of good conduct. And we mentioned on the first day also that many a times when it comes to akhlaq or this term akhlaq, then we have this understanding that it is restricted to my interactions with people, my dealings with people. This is good akhlaq. That is also one part of it, mu'ashar, to a person, his social interactions, his dealings with others must be correct. But good akhlaq goes beyond this, where a person develops and nurtures within himself these attributes which are part of akhlaq-i hamida, which themselves are praiseworthy. And ulama say, mashayikh say, that when a person will bring these praiseworthy attributes within his life, then he also will become praiseworthy. One is in the eyes of people, he will become praiseworthy, and more than that, more importantly, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my life becomes valuable to Allah. Allah has given us our lives in this world to make our lives valuable. One is through our ibadat, our worship, devoting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to bring these attributes within our lives. We have this beautiful kitab, the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many, many more characteristics that have been mentioned in here. Let us take some time out, read these kitabs, learn about the sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his conduct, his attributes that he had within him, and introspect and reflect. Do I have it within my life? How do I bring this into my life? With regard to shukr, just one dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would teach us, which he instructed to be recited after every salah. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Famous dua that we hear over and over again. It's mentioned that this should be recited after every salah. That, oh Allah, a'inni, assist me, help me, ala dhikrik, to remember you correctly, wa shukrik, and to express shukr to you, wa husni ibadatik, and to worship you, to carry out my ibadat in the best way possible. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.